selling blanks down at the DMZ. The banking on the sound and fury makes you wonder what it all's got to do with me. The list for now. I'm keeping mine with the altruist. I'm putting my weight behind the dancer. I know it's hard to be an optimist, yeah, when you trust these the ones who claim to have the answers. It's an uncivil war. It's an uncivil war.
Drinking, oh, wishing, oh, I just feel like, oh, no.
the mist, a stone's throw from the precipice, Paul. Did he jump or did he fall as he gazed into the mall, the morning mist? Did he raise both fists and say to hell with this and cheers? Let the rock roll. Let it roll, let it crash down low. There's a house down there, but I lost it long ago. Let it roll, let it crash down low. See my house down there, but I lost it long ago. Tongues in the night, I wasn't having it. I could tell that something wasn't right. Why don't you come to bed? Instead of stumbling into the light of medicine cabinets, shaking up pills left and right. Right. Giving up the most. This nocturnal dance, the misery's contagious, and we are Olympians. Oh, we're gonna turn it around. We're gonna turn it around, yeah. We're gonna turn it around. We're gonna turn it around. spitting out anathemas. Start spitting out anathemas. It was anathema, but half a mile between idled and deranged stars. Was anathema, spent half a mile. Life on the exchange, oh, was anathema. La da 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 da, it was anathema. La da 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 da. Who's giving up the most? Who's giving up the most? Shaking our peers left and right. Oh, who's giving up the most? I could tell that something wasn't right. Oh, who's giving up the most? Shit on the light. Light. The competition rages. This nocturnal night. The misery's contained.
I'm Jason Bentley for KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic, today coming to you from the legendary Sound City Studios in beautiful Van Nuys, California. So you've heard us playing the new songs Bloodless and Sisyphus from Andrew Bird's latest album, My Finest Work Yet. And ahead of a show at the Wiltern set for June 3rd, I'm joined by Andrew Bird. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Exciting times right now. Congratulations on the new album.
Thank you.
I know you've been playing some smaller venues around the album release, and I believe you often work on new material in the live space. I would normally ask, you know, how the new songs are feeling live, but have you been playing most of this material for some time now?
Yeah, I mean, I would have been playing at Largo for years now, and I'll just ask, I'll talk to Flanagan, and he'll throw me on a show at the last minute with, like, Judd Apatow or Zach Galifianakis, and I'll just come play three or four songs that I'm working on. And I really enjoy playing songs when they're half finished, because they could go anywhere, and I like getting that the feeling from the audience of where they could go.
And so that's kind of a preferred method for you creatively.
Yeah, I mean, some people like to guard their material very carefully until it's absolutely perfect and ready. And I have a very different philosophy.
I understand this album was essentially done live to tape.
Mm-hmm. And
when you think about all the modern conveniences these days, I wonder, you know, why was that your approach?
It doesn't give me a chance to second guess myself. Mm. You know, you have to do all the work on the front end, and there's no fix it in the mix. And we took it to an extreme with this one, where it's really the bleed between the instruments is pretty pronounced. So if you want to change the drum sound, you change the vocal sound. And just that idea that bleeding the instruments makes sense to me. It's like it makes you feel connected. It goes against the last 30, 40 years of production technique. My favorite records are these jazz records that were made in rooms, and you hear the room, and I wanted to do that.
Well, speaking of hearing the room, I just want to acknowledge the room we're in right now, which has a lot of history. Nirvana's Nevermind, Fleetwood Mac, Rumors, Tom Petty, Damn the Torpedoes, mm-hmm. all recorded really where we are sitting.
Yeah.
What do you think it is about this room that makes it special or even or attractive to you? Because you did record some here.
I did some here and most of it at Barefoot, which is a similar kind of historic room where Stevie Wonder and Sly Stone worked in the 70s. And when you get around to making a record, it is kind of nice to have something ceremonious about it. Like, this is for real. This is a different thing than what we've been doing till now. And I like that. I don't really like recording at home and, you know, the creating like a headphone masterpiece over months and months. I like just going to a cool place and playing live with musicians in a room.
Mm. But there is the question of control. Sort of lose control.
You lose control, but it shouldn't be that radical a concept to just play live in a room. Like, I love performing live. That's where I feel the most connected. When you overdub things or stand back and look at what you're working on and consider it and then change what you're doing, it's kind of like, you know, when you hear yourself on your outgoing voice recording, you know, for voicemail, and you're like, oh, that's like, it's the same kind of psychology. When you're recording, you hear your voice and you're like, I don't know. I'm going to change who I am, really. But there's like techniques I've learned over the years. Like, I put my vocal through an amp with reverb to help boost it up. And you have to work a lot. We worked for 3 or 4 days on the front end, which is a luxury in an expensive studio to be not getting anything for 3 or 4 days just to get the balance right.
Yeah. Tell us more about this album cover image.
Well, I had the title first, and so which is my finest work yet, which is, you know, I had like 100 different titles I went through that were all just seemed kind of pretentious, and I'm like, this is my 14th record. I've been doing this for a while, and it's like, here I am in the act of naming a body of work, and it just felt so silly to me, and I just decided to just go with the working title, which was this sort of inside joke, you know, my finest work yet. But I needed an image that would play off that. And so I stumbled on this famous painting of Jacques-Louis David of The Death of Marat. And we sought to just recreate it. It's from the French Revolution of this assassination of a poet. But really what it reads like to most people is like a guy on his deathbed penning his final words with his last breath. And I thought that kind of super drama helped play off the title.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's funny.
I hope so. I hope people get it. But it was a fun shoot to do. We worked with Amanda Demme, who's a phenomenal photographer, and to get this sort of painterly effect.
That's a photograph?
It hasn't been doctored at all. Really?
Really?
It's just the way it's lit.
So many of the themes on the record are, you know, speaking to the times in which we live, more scary than funny, mostly these days.
Right.
The lyrics in Bloodless compares our current situation to the Spanish Civil War and the rise of the dictator Franco, who held power for decades. The lyric is, it feels like 1936 in Catalonia.
Yeah.
There's also a hopeful tone there, of course. Yeah. The lyric continues, that may the justice of your cause shine like the new day sun. Which is such a wonderful lyric and is really encouraging for everyone, for the listeners to persevere.
Right, right. I hesitated on whether to go there with the Spanish Civil War, but the point I wanted to make was, you know, I read, if you've read George Orwell's Ode to Catalonia, he talks about, he got in trouble himself going there down there trying to fight fascism with the different factions of the left on their infighting, and he almost got executed or imprisoned for just not having quite the right ideology. And so that's, you know, that's what people say, is that, you know, the left really didn't have the unity to put up a resistance against fascism. It's just a cautionary thing. I thought it was worth drawing something from fairly recent history to shine a light on what's happening now.
I understand Bloodless also kind of informed the rest of the record. Was it one of the first songs you completed?
Yeah. And that was the room sound I was talking about that I was going for, that jazz room sound. And I studied like all those Rudy Van Gelder recordings of Miles Davis, Coltrane, you know, early 60s. And that sort of Nina Simone jazz to gospel thing, and the prominence of the piano on this record is part of that. And it's hinting at that era of the civil rights era and sort of pre-Beatles production style. Yeah, but Bloodless was, when that one came back through the speakers, and that's just a rough mix is what's on the record, I was like, hallelujah, that's the sound, you know.
You're always so inventive in how you explore and perform instruments. Anything that you're experimenting with right now that is kind of drawing your interest?
Well, actually, I just got a new 5-string violin, and I've had the same, normally violins have 4 strings. So I've had the same violin since I was 16, and I never really envied another instrument. And then I picked up this 5-string, and it makes me play different. It sounds more like a tenor saxophone, and I like doing the pizzicato on it. You hear that on Faller Run and Proxy War, but it makes me play these different intervals just because of that.
Are
extra
putting
faith.
It through an effects pedal, or just?
It's just through an amp.
Yeah.
It's just, it has almost a cello-like sonority to it. So that's been a new thing.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for making time for KCRW, and all the best with this album, My Finest Work Yet. Our guest on KCRW, Andrew Bird.
Thanks, Jason.
I'm coming to the edge of the widest canyon, my companion's dear. I'm starting to question my manifest destiny, my claim to this frontier. I'm coming to the brink of a great disaster, and just has to be near. The earth spins faster, whistles right past you, whispers death in your ear. Don't pretend you can't hear. Don't pretend you can't. Then to be exhumed and burned to faith. look into my eyes. You don't need a secret code. No need to play it being spies. And no, I may speak to you in tongues. We don't need Rosetta Stone. How this song is sung, and what I say is true, yeah, true.
When you wake up, another sunrise. your side, pull it together, darling, you're not alone. But when you break home, sky's falling, no one is on your side. Spoon little laundry, darling, you're all alone.